Point.
John, you know, one of the things we get on this podcast is food questions. There are a lot of food questions. I got to admit, this question made me laugh and made me wonder what your answer would be. So I'm so excited to give it to you. Now, this is from listener Paul, who wrote into robot@theincomparable.com saying, do bay leaves actually add anything to a dish? They have no odor or flavor that I can discern. So you see what side I'm on. How about you? And now, before you answer, I want to quote from the Wikipedia page about the bay leaf, which says, the flavor that a bay leaf imparts to a dish has not been universally agreed upon, but many agree it is a subtle addition. What do you think about bay leaves? I put bay leaves in chili when we make it. That recipe has a bay leaf. And there's something else I make. I think it's maybe a risotto. I forget that there's a bay leaf goes in. And then it goes in, and then you cook it, and then you take it out. And that's it. It's like waving the vermouth bottle over the martini without putting any of it in. It's very subtle. What do you think about a bay leaf?
Well, like so many spices that are in our spice cabinets or whatever we have, if we're not from the 70s, in our kitchens, those things get old and lose their potency. Mm. If you have bay leaves and you don't use them often, how old are they? Uh-huh. How many years have they been sitting in a little container, slowly drying out any essential oils or flavorings that they might have had drifting into the atmosphere over the course of years and years as they sit back there unloved in the dark? And then when you put one in your food and say you can't taste it, you're surprised. Go buy some quote-unquote fresh dried bay leaves, open the container up and put your nose in there and smell. I hope you'll be able to smell something. I agree that the flavor is subtle, but I think the main problem is that people's bay leaves are just way too old. Like most of their spices are way too old. If you get one that is not totally spent, it does in fact change the flavor of the things you put it in.
Do us a favor, everybody. Go look in your spice rack and look at the dates. I know you don't want to do it, but do it. I found an item in our spice rack over Christmas that had a date on it, and it was really hard to read, and I was slowly decoding it, and I said to my family, well, that third digit's a one, so that's not great. And I'm pretty sure it was 2015 was the expiration date of that particular spice, although that does not, that it comes close, but it doesn't beat. There was a point in the 90s, in the mid 90s, when Lauren and I were visiting my parents in the house I grew up in, just before they sold it. And we were looking at baking something, and there were spices in the spice rack. And some of them looked like vintage, like these are labels from the 70s. And I took out one particular item, and it was dated. And this is like 96, maybe. And its expiration date was like 1981, which is similar. I mean, it's like you're talking about 15 years. I was like, wow, just don't use that. Even stuff that's preserved is only preserved for a certain amount of time, and then it's not edible. This is a lesson we learned from the road, right, John? Eventually, all the canned food will also be bad. Come on.
Yeah, some things keep better than others, though.
It's true.
Depending on what your particular spice is. But yeah, especially if you do this exercise and you clean out your spice cabinet and then you go to the store and buy new ones and you open them up, you'll be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like you'll cook with them again, and you'll put the same amount you always put it in. You'll be like, this is just overpowering. What happened? What happened is your spices are no longer completely flat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Paul. That's your order for the day is buy some new bay leaves. Try them out. Give them a whiff. See what it's all about.
Real Letter Nut.